Michigan, born and raised with Midwestern values and Michigan common sense.
All right, why not? It's Monday. I like to talk about football, so, you know, I don't have much to talk about, but, you know, maybe something good happened for Oklahoma. Better find out. Here he is, Alan Sachs, professor of political science. Professor, welcome back.
Oklahoma's doing good. Alabama lost, and I was surprised about Alabama losing, but Oklahoma may be number two in the nation, maybe number one.
Alabama lost kind of badly.
They did. Auburn really took it to them.
Well, Auburn's a pretty good football team, aren't they?
They're a very good football team. Yeah. There's a lot of good football teams around, and I really believe that on any given Saturday, I'm becoming a television color announcer, on any given Saturday, there could be an upset.
Yeah, but I see that Clemson, the Tigers, are number one.
And Oklahoma number two?
Let's see. Yeah, and Wisconsin, the only undefeated team in the country, number three. How does that make any sense?
That's right. I mean, yeah, it's whatever. I just enjoy watching it once in a while. But in pro football, man, everybody's out there fighting. That's great.
Yeah, but Auburn did slide into the number four position, so I guess the playoffs would include Oklahoma, Clemson, Wisconsin, Auburn. I can live with it, provided Wisconsin doesn't get... You know, doesn't lay an egg with Ohio State in the championship, I suppose.
That is true. It's all a lot of fun. I mean, I forget after the week, after the football season's over, I forget who is number one anyway.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. All right, so John Conyers, they pay out $27,000. A guy who's been in Congress longer than I've been alive, they pay out $27,000 for at least one allegation we know about.
He's an icon.
Yeah. That's what Nancy Pelosi says, so he's not going to step down. You know, and we're going to give him due process. Now, why does John Conyers get due process and we're believing him, even though there's been a payout, and Roy Moore, he's guilty?
Because Mr. Conyers is a Democrat.
I see. And Al Franken now, we're up to four women now saying that he, you know, grabbed them inappropriately and got touchy-feely, right, that sort of thing. And he's okay. He's not leaving either.
And he's a Democrat, too.
Right. I get that. Yeah,
that's the deal. And President Kennedy was a Democrat, and President Clinton was a Democrat. And they were given, you know, you might remember, you probably do, that when President Clinton was being impeached, his approval rating actually soared.
Well, that's true. And that, you know, that might happen at other times as well, because right. People don't like that sort of thing. You know, but John Conyers stepped down from the House committee amid sexual harassment allegations in the probe. Now, I think that if the Congress has been paying out money on behalf of these sorts of suits, it should all be out there, 100%, every nickel paid, and on what case and with whose name attached to it, I want to know, and so should every American taxpayer.
And even members of Congress did not even know that was going on.
Well, yeah, if you weren't getting busted, well, how would you know?
That's right. They didn't know what was going on. But you would think a member of Congress would have access and know about that information. They didn't even know what was going on.
Yeah, they didn't. That's right. So so here we are. Conyers not going to step down. Franken's not going to step down. But you know what it does to me? I think it creates plausibility for Roy Moore to get elected. Now, the last poll I saw, Roy Moore was back up by 2 points. And I bring this to your attention because if in Alabama they're being demonized and those that support Roy Moore are being hammered as, you know, the names are being called and so forth, and they say, now, wait a second, you've got two high-ranking Democrats, a senator and a member of Congress, an icon, and they have been accused by just as many people as have accused Roy Moore, and the other guy's paid out money because he sexually harassed people, apparently parades around in his underwear at professional meetings, just like Charlie Rose, apparently it's the Rose trick. So it would give people in Alabama the chance to say, you know what, if they're not going to hold those people accountable, I don't know what's going on with my guy, but I can go ahead and vote for him now. That gives them enough room, you know, in their minds that they can say, I can vote for this guy. What do you think?
Absolutely. But if you like somebody, you like somebody. It doesn't matter what they do. If you don't like somebody, it also doesn't matter what they do. You're not going to like them. I've always believed that. And that's the way it was with President Clinton. With President Kennedy, nobody knew about it very much until after the fact, way after the fact. Or look at Teddy Kennedy and the things that he did. He kept getting reelected to the United States Senate and was called the Lion of the Senate, you know. So all kinds of different things that go on. My deal is, if somebody physically aggresses somebody, you grab somebody, you attack somebody, that's the cutoff line. But words are another story altogether. I'm beginning to think it's going a little bit too far, and everybody is accusing everybody of everything.
Yeah.
There was a woman on Fox News about a week ago.
All right.
She was a staff member of a congressman who's no longer there. And she this was her complaint. I mean, you have to say, oh, my gosh, if that's their complaint. She said that she walked into the office or something like that, and the congressman said, my, you look good today. Would you twirl for me? And she twirled, and that was it. You know, nobody grabbed anybody. But
right.
She's offended all these years back that a member of Congress said, would you twirl for me? You know, I mean, it's beginning to get a little bit crazy, you know. He probably shouldn't have done it, but, you know, what does it mean? Will you twirl for me? You know, in some ways, that could actually be a compliment. Somebody goes up to somebody and says, let me look at that dress on you again. You know, that's wonderful. Men have always wanted to look at a beautiful woman, but you can't go there anymore. It's gotten to be that crazy.
Yeah, you can't do any of that anymore, that's for sure. Don't even think about it, because you'll... You know, don't compliment anybody, because now the fine line is, you know, giving somebody a compliment or whatever, that's sexual harassment. And they'll run right to HR. He said something nice about the way I looked.
I know. And that it's gotten to be really nuts. You know, I think it's physical aggression, grabbing somebody, that's a different game. Or anything with a minor, that's off limits.
Well, sure.
But just saying that a woman looks nice.
That's, you know, when does it stop being courting and start becoming sexual harassment? Professor, got to leave it right there. Always a pleasure.
Thank you so much.
Go Sooners. There you go. All right. Professor Alan Sachs, everybody, back with Megan Barth on the program after this.